We're at the story, Cain and Hevel. Kadosh Baruch Hu had told Cain, and take the face, the person has a Yetzirah. But whether or not one controls one Yetzirah is up to one's prior chavshus. Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give an assignment to people they can't deal with. And Baruch Hu gives us, on the one hand, a challenge of Yetzirah, and he gives us the ability to control it if we choose. Now, sometimes people get so involved in the Yetzirah that they find it difficult to deal with. Let's say a drug addict becomes addicted. Now, what is the nature of addiction? The nature of addiction is that you reprogram the brain. After reprogramming the brain, you then lose control of yourself in a certain area. So, in a chanami, your pure chosh is taken away from you. But at the same time, there are techniques to get it back. There are only, when the Rambam talks that certain person can be so evil that Kadosh Baruch Hu takes away his pure chosh as a punishment, he gives two examples. Paro and Sancheirev. A few weeks ago, a certain person came to me and said, you know, there's an overwhelming Yetzirah to do X, whatever. We won't get into what X is. And he's lost the Bechira Chavshus. So I explained to him, don't flatter yourself that you're a Russia on the level of Paro and Sancheirev. You're not so bad. And it's only someone on that level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away their Bechira Chavshus. Said, you're not such a Russia. These are one-timer shoyim in the history of the world. But it doesn't mean it's easy. So what does the Pasuk say? Ve'lecha teshukosu, you're pulled to it. Ve'at atim shalom, you can control it. And Rabbi Yonah, I repeat this often because people, it's a very deep idea, Rabbi Yonah said. People think Bechira Chavshus is a metzias. It's a metzias. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah said, no. Not what it is. It's mitzvah, one of Taryag mitzvahs. Ubachat ubachayim. He says, most people go through life without exercising their Bechira Chavshus. They're pushed by this taiva, they're pushed by social pressures, they're pushed by this and that. They don't think what they're doing. They're just pushed by all sorts of pressures and all sorts of directions. The mitzvah sasei is b'chayat v'chayim, take your life in your hands, control your life, and once you're in control of your life, you'll choose Torah. Now, Cain kills Hevel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes him. Vayom Cain el Hashem. Gor l'avonim nesel. Hen kivach shosi hayom me'al pnei ha'adam. Me'pnecha sase. So, what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's punishment to Cain? Very interesting punishment. You have to understand that every midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is midah keneged midah. Everything. So he said, Novenotia Baratz, you'll never be able to live as part of any group of people. You'll be here, you'll be there, you'll be there. You're some sort of a wandering nomad. Human beings, thank you very much. As social beings, we're part of groups, part of society. It's interact with groups, right? Right. We become part of them. It's part of our identity, which group we're a part of. And Cain's punishment, you should never be part of anything. You'll never be part of anything. You'll be an outcast in every society that you'll ever be part of. Now why is that Midah connected Midah? Is there a Rambam there? Is there a Rambam there on the Zikin? The Onesh for Ritzicha is very serious. And the Rambam tries to explain why. The Onesh for Ritzicha is so serious. Ve'en osim Rambam perek dalet hilchas ratzeh hoshmeres nefesh halachotes. And also, do the Zillah Sharm Bukhuri and Mrs. Bezin. No. He says, Shafa Pishesh Averis Chamurim Mishvichus Dom. Averis more serious in Shvichus Dom. Emahem Hashchasas Yeshuva Shel Olam Kishvichus Dom. Nothing destroys society as such as the Averis Shvichus Dom. Then he says, it destroys society. Okay, so maybe that's why we punish it, but the Rambam goes further. And he says, whoever has this aveira of Shvichus Domim, who rosh gomer, the ain kol hamitzvah she'osu kol yom of shkula keneged ovel zeh, all the mitzvahs he did in his life will not balance out Shvichus Domim. Lo'yatzilo also min hadin. And will not say all he can do, been all the mitzvahs in the world, not save him from din. Achav oved avodah zarah. Achav is an oved avodah zarah. Harinema bo rak lohoya kachav. He was the worst in terms of avodah zarah. He was machshel of klal yisrael and avodah zarah. Shenisra vonosov zchuyosov ne'el keoruchos. After he died, and HaKadosh Baruch was balancing all the pluses and minuses of Achav, he didn't kill Novos, he arranged the murder of Novos. And even, he didn't kill with his hand. Sibov kavachoma lahorad biyodo. It destroys the fabric of society. And more than that. So you say, okay, so you punish it because. But the Rambam says more than that. You may think they're very small chomer, but when you come up to Shemayim, there's no avera more chomer than this, and nothing will cover that over. Nothing can balance it out. Avodah Zarah maybe, but nothing but see. I'm going to speak at length on Sunday. I just want everyone to, we'll take attendance later. There's been a lot of confusion on the Chaim Walder situation. I've tried to do things at home at night. My phone keeps ringing off the hook. Last night I got around 20 phone calls from Dalit Kanfuzar, let's say, basic function. So I'll speak at length about it. Be'evi Yodea. The man was a Rosh HaGomer. So his Gilui Arayos, one thing. But suicide is not an option. Suicide is Ritzicha. Absolute Ritzicha. A Rosh HaGomer in a million different ways. And there's but he did something more dangerous than everything. What is it? He told people that when you're in a lot of emotional pain, suicide is an available option. He legitimized suicide when a person's in emotional pain. And yesterday, one of his victims, seeing everyone going rah-rah about him, was so in pain, she committed suicide because now it became an available option. The man is a Rosh HaGomer, she's a chelik b'olam haba, and I will discuss it at very great length on Sunday, and please tell people I expect every Talmud and Yeshiva to be there. But Ritzicha, Rama says, Ritzicha averes chamos. It destroys society. You can't function. So what is the onesh that is given? The midah keneged midah that is given to Kayin, you'll never be part of society. You're going to be by yourself. You introduce to the world an idea that will destroy society, and therefore the onesh is you're just going to wander your whole life. You can never be part of society. The Kodesh Baruch Hu's midah keneged midah. Then, he said, so what does Kayin say? V'yomer Kayin el Hashem, godol avoni min hasoh. He didn't say godol onshi min hasoh, godol avoni min hasoh. And the burden of the Aveira is too great for me to bear. There are certain Aveiras that if you do them, true as possible. For instance, you're a gossip, you steal. What is the Ram saying, Hilchos Tshuva? Besides all the Dine Tshuva, Tshuva is Tikkun HaMe'uvos. You can give the money back. But there are certain things that we cannot rectify. They're final. And Ritzicha is one of the things that's final. You can't bring the person back. It's a final thing. The burden of the Aveira, once he's confronted with the drastic nature of his Aveira, and he sees that it's irreversible, the burden of the Aveira and the consequent onesh are too great for me to bear. Number one. You said, I have no place in the world that I'll be able to settle down to. And I can have, so at least if I knew I had a Kodesh Baruch, but you say, I'm totally rejected by a Kodesh Baruch, I'm totally rejected by society, so what am I supposed to do? And because of that, he says a very deep idea here. People kill me. What does one have to do? Very, very simple. When a person's part of society, the nature of society is to cover up for that person. Protect that person. You're part of society. But if I'm not part of any society, I'll just be a wandering individual everyone knows because I'm a Rotzeach. So then people are going to understand the chumrah of my aveira. No one's going to cover up for me. And then I'm going to get killed. Vayom lo Hashem. Baruch Baruch Hu said, no. Lochein kol horei kayim shivasayim yukon. So that Baruch Baruch Hu. And he wrote, sir, lehinoke mekayin achshav. Wow. Now, there's a pasuk in Shmos. Pasuk in Shmos says that if a person's oseach, vashelo ino, vashelo vakim ino liyodo. So Rashi says like this: it's an oseach, he's chayav misa. And if Bezin doesn't do it, Akash Baruch Hu is going to arrange. On the other hand, what do you do if Bezin can't do it? No one can take the law in his hands. There's another one that wrote Seach B'meis, another wrote Seach B'shogeg. So what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Mazmin L'pondekeg. He arranged the two people bump into each other. And wrote Seach B'shogeg is going up a ladder in front of other people. And the wrote Seach B'meis underneath, and he falls and he kills him. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's din. What does it say? Yeah. A wrote Seach is Chayiv Misa. Chayiv Misa. And a rotzeach bin chayev misa. So Akash Baruch is going to take care. Here there was no bezin to take care. So what is Akash Baruch Hu's? So along comes Kayin and says, I'll not be any part of my society. No one's out there to protect me. And they're going to kill me. Akash Baruch Hu said, Eini rotzeli hinokim yikayin achshu. He's chayev misa. But I'm not going to do it now. The Sof Shiva Doros Anino came Nik Mosimir. After seven Doros, HaKadosh Baruch has an infinite amount of time to exact his punishments. Sheyamid Lemech Mibnei Bonov, one of his descendants, Lemech will kill him. Who Nik Mas Hevel Mikai? Okay. Okay. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Of course, Cain didn't say, okay, I can't take it, I'm going to commit suicide. That's not a legitimate, And of all the things Chaim Walter did, the most damaging is, and the most damaging of all the stupid newspapers that made him a hero, is to legitimize suicide. V'yetze Cain lifnei Hashem. Yotze b'hachno k'gonev das el yona. He thought he fooled the Kadosh Baruch. Veishber etzno kid masayim. Vayeide kaya sishto vata vateyde des chanoch v'hin nipone ir v'yikri shem v'ir shem b'no chanoch. Chanoch has irod, irod alas b'choyoyim, b'chol alas b'sushoyim. Okay, this is the story, how society began. Now, the Ramban writes in a number of places, why does it have to give us all the detailed generations? Very, very simple, he says. A person may look at the creation of Adam and Chava as some sort of fantasy fairy tale. It happened, it didn't happen. But what it does is, this very detailed generation, Adam, Cain, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, this one, all the way down to Arayom Hazeh. To say this is precisely and exactly how things happened. Don't think it's any fairy tale. It's a fairy tale. You want to have, he had a son Chanoch, and this is what Chanoch did, and then Chanoch had Erod, and Erod had Mechuyoel, Mechuyoel had Mesushoel, Mesushoel had Lamech, and then he had two wives, and they had this, and they had this, and they had this, all the way down. It's a precise description of history. Let's say it.